Praise the Lord. That's very short study given by Brother Roel, but very may substance po. I would encourage that we put that down, Brother Roel, and distribute it to the people. So, Excel, who's good sa computers dito besides who would like to volunteer? And yeah, outline. Oh, it's ready. Okay, let's make several copies and give it to everyone. Let's distribute. It's wonderful kasi nandun na in principle, nandun ng verse. And if, you know, kaya ho, very powerful ang word of God. How many of you know that God is here to bless you? You've decided to come to church and God will not fail you today. If you came with a hungry heart, God will bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So kung ready na po kayo, marami po tayong babasahin verses. There's several verses that we're going to read. And so let's focus on the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. And if you are able, please first turn our Bibles to Romans 12 and let's honor the Lord with the reading of His Word. And after that, we're going to 1 Thessalonians. So una muna ho, Romans 12. We're going to read the entire chapter. You're able, yes. Romans chapter 12. The entire chapter, so magsisimula po tayo sa verse 1. Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form how many bodies? Just one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Take note of what the Word of God says. Each member belongs to all. So if one is hurting, everyone's hurting. If one is victorious, we are all celebrating and rejoicing in that victory. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let that person serve. If it is teaching, let that person teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let that person do it how? Cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Doing what? Serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone, of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Maruno ba hong magalit si God? Yes. For it is written, "His mind to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Kung kaya niyo pong makatayo, praise God. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. Did you find it in your Bibles? Okay. Finally, brethren, we instructed you how to live in order to please God. Where do we find it? From the Word. As in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia, yet we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Brethren, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. Look at verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with a loud shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Continue in chapter 5. Now, brethren, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. Let us not be like others who are asleep. Spiritually asleep. Sleeping. But let us be alert. Alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through whom? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brethren, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brethren, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify us through and through. May our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Lord, we turn to You, Lord Jesus, for You are the bread of life. In You, Lord Jesus, we find words of life, as You said. And so, God, here we are. We come before You, Lord, and we thank You that You've given us Your Holy Spirit. So many verses were read today, and Lord, You know the condition of all of our hearts, God. We know that there is one particular or several verses that would attend to what our heart is in right now, what is going on in our minds and in our hearts. All of these things You know, for You are the all-knowing, all-seeing God. And we thank You, Holy Spirit, for giving us enlightenment from the Word. Speak to our hearts. And we ask for Your grace and the power to live by them, to obey You as You speak to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, many people ask many questions. And we're going to go straight to so many questions. And I've selected some. And it can be that probably that some of us, when we came in attendance today, when we decided to come to church today, probably there might be some nagging questions also in your heart and in your mind, the same way that I have also questions. I'm part of the body of Christ that's still learning many things about the Lord. So at times we would encounter people, and hopefully number one question is, you're not among those who would ask this question. And we're hoping that this question is already settled in your heart and mind. The question number one is, is the Bible really true? Amen. Do have we come to a point wherein we have already settled in our hearts now? We believe that the Bible, and we believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and it is truth. Amen. Number two thing is the Bible even relevant in this age of technology? 2019 na po tayo. I remember nung turn ng the year 2000, a lot of people were concerned about, oh, will the computer work? Will the computer even read yung biro mo 2000 na? Y2K, some of you remember that? And so the maraming fear sa hearts ng many, oh, baka magkagulo, baka ang mundo will be in chaos and all that. 2000 came. And even in the rise and age of technology now that we're living in, wala, marami ng mga bagay na we are not seeing anymore, no longer trending. Like what? Ano bang mga bagay na dati meron mga Betam, ano yun, VHS video. Meron pa ba kayo noon sa bahay? Meron pa ba kayong cassette player? Yung iniikot na. Some of you still do. Oh, bilib ako sa inyo. How many of you still mail letters to people in the Philippines? Wala na, di ba? O, kita nyo na? O. Because ang mundo nagbabago. But one thing we know is, even when times that we are living in are changing, we need to know that the Word of God is still relevant. Nagbabago ang fashion. Right? And we could go on and on. For the sake of time, I'm not going to belabor with you with details as far as how times have changed. Na there's so many things that even young people, hindi na nila alam ang typewriter. Hindi na nila alam yung carbon copy. Right? Pag nagtatype, merong carbon paper. Hannah, do you still know that? Do you know that? No, probably not. No, they don't. Because we don't use those things because of the advancement of technology. Ang bilis ng panahon, and the generation now is, it's like time is so fast that a lot of people are so used to things, kailangan mabilis ang Wi-Fi connection. Pag the internet is so slow, we get like frustrated, many things. But our ways, the way we live as Christians should not be, later on we're going to find that out, how it's so important for us to know the Word of God and really say that even with all of this advancement of technology, the Word of God is still relevant for you and me today. Amen. That people can change, the ways of doing business may change, but God is, and His Word is the one that will remain constant. Will never change, will never change. In fact, the Word of God says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Alam niyo, this world that we're living in will come to an end. How do we know that? It's found in the Word. It's found in the Word. And so when you and I are confronted with those truths, how do we respond to those truths? Another question is, Is there really heaven and hell? You know, we kid around when Brother Roel, when he would be here right in front of the pulpit, and he would declare, God is good. And you would say?
All the time.
When you say that, not just lip service, and not just to make someone laugh or smile, because it's parang nagiging cliche. Do we still say that my God is good when we are still going through difficult times? Yes. Another question is, if God is really good and He's a loving God, why is there so much pain and suffering in this world? Pain and suffering, tragedies, like what this nation is going through. Just yesterday, within a 24-hour period, mass shootings, senseless killings of innocent lives. A week ago, people went to a festival, and one of those casualties was a six-year-old boy. When a 19-year-old man decided to go there and bring his gun and just shoot people. When we say this, when I say this to you, and if you're not one of those, now, you know, I would like to find out what's going on, and you don't know yet that these things are happening. Just yesterday, almost 20 people were killed in El Paso. And then within 24 hours, in Dayton, Ohio. Just within a day. Church, we need to be awake. We need to be spiritually awake. So some people would say, and here's the thing, here's the challenge. Your faith and mine will be tested all the time, because that's what the Word of God says. God is a God who will test us, our hearts, whether our faith is genuine. When those times come, when there would be nagging questions, what do we do? You see, the beauty about the Word of God is, do you know that God knows that that's our tendency? That you and I would have those questions that would go through our minds. The same questions have been asked by so many, even those who came before us. Even men of faith, women of faith of old. In fact, the Bible does include stories and accounts of those who struggled with these questions, even those who followed and served our Lord Jesus. They had moments wherein there were doubts and nagging thoughts and questions. For some of you who were here last Friday, we tackled this, but I believe God would want everyone to be on the same page. For those of you who were not here last Friday, so God would want us to see these things from the Word of God. Amen. There's a man named Asaph, found in Psalm 73, and let's turn there to Psalm 73. So for those who were there Friday, I hope you wouldn't say, oh, sana hindi na lang ako nag-church, hindi pala ituturo. No. Okay? Why does the Lord would want us to repeat the same thing? Because it's important. And of course, for the sake of others, we're going to tackle this. Amen. So Psalm 73, we're going to read from chapter 73, and we're going to start with verse 1. He made the declaration first. Surely, God is good, right? Did you see that? To those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to men. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree. They increase in wealth. Let's pause there for a while. So Asaph was a godly man and yet had these struggles when he compared himself with others, particularly those who are not godly. He compared himself, and then it's like, you know, Lord, these people, they are wicked, but look at them. So all of these things were nagging in his mind. Look at that. He said, for I envied them. Why is it that a person who has God would have that kind of feeling na maiinggit? You get envious of someone else who does not have God. Because he was looking at that what's outside. Seemingly, he said, they have no struggles. Right? Kinumpir niya yung sarili niya to those who are not following God. By appearance, it seems like they have no struggles. They're healthy. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from burdens common to man. Pride is their necklace. And mayroon conceited sila. They're prospering. And he said, this is what they are like. Wicked are like carefree. No burdens, no health problems. They always have money to spend and they're enjoying life. And look at verse 13. Look at this. Verses 13 and 14. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued and I have been punished every morning. What does that tell us of what's going on in his mind? He was saying, it's useless to serve God. He was going through bitterness because he was saying that, here I am following God, and yet I compare myself. I'm in this condition, and it says I'm plagued by it. Day and night, it's nagging his mind. But look at verse 15, because there's a powerful principle here, okay? Because remember, he's a godly man. I want you to look at verse 15 first. If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. Let's pause. Verse 15. Here was someone, he's going through difficult times, all of these things going through his mind, but he had self-control. What did he control? His lips. Although it was going on through his mind that I'm having all these struggles and I don't know whether I will still continue to serve God, I will still continue to believe in God, he kept it to himself. Because he was so careful that if I say it out loud, I may influence my own family and even the next generation. And so, it's an important lesson for us all. How much you and I need the help of the Holy Spirit when those trying moments come. That it's not that God would want us to be alone in when we go through times of suffering, but He is just teaching us how to be very, very careful with our words. Now, Look at verse 16. When I tried to understand all this, what did it say? It troubled me, and it says here in the NIV, it was oppressive to me. What does that mean? So here he was with all of these nagging questions about what's going on in his life and comparing himself even with the ungodly and wicked people. He said, when I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. What is the lesson there? When all these questions come to mind, Lord, why do you allow all of this pain and tragedies? The answers, ang kasagutan ho, will not be found in us. The answers will never be found kahit anong gawin natin. This is what he did. Nag-isip siya, nag-isip. Bakit ganun? Bakit ganyan? The answers will never be found in us. Kaya, we love verse 17. Look at what verse 17 says. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Powerful. The lesson here is, number one, when you and I are bitter, bitterness would often hinder our minds to see the clear picture of what God is doing. Pag ho tayo bitter, when we allow bitterness and resentment, at times we're bitter towards God. Why? Why? I don't understand this, God. You're failing me right now because look at them, and here I am serving you. But the beauty of what this man did was he said, until I entered the sanctuary of God. He went to church. He went to church. Sanctuary refers to the church where the presence of God is. At times we ask ourselves, what good does that do to me? I wake up in the morning, early morning, because I want to come to church. Do you know that there are benefits in coming to church? In fact, the times that we are living in right now, if you and I would go to Hebrews, that's where we find the verse that says, do not forsake. God's word says, do not forsake the assembling of the saints. Because the day is near. Capital D. Because we are seeing all the signs. Do you know that in the times that we are living in, this 21st century that we are living in, you and I are a generation that we are so blessed. Can we say we are blessed? Yes. To see that so many prophecies being fulfilled right before our eyes, our very eyes. When we said, is really the Bible really true? Is the Bible really true? Amen. See, when the Bible talks about prophecies, it pertains to something that would happen in the future, but was foretold thousands of years ago. Because our God is an all-knowing and all-seeing God. He is the beginning and the end. We find ourselves in the middle, but you know what? God is telling us this will be the end of the age. The end of the age is coming, but His promise is He will be with us until the end of the age. So is heaven real? Is hell real? When we would be asked to thank God, I think it takes, we know that this is the work of the Spirit of God. For us, our hearts to overflow with the theme of thanksgiving, to really thank God for what we were saved from. The reality of hell, because it would be another Bible study in itself, because Jesus talked about hell. Jesus talked about hell. Heaven is not just enjoying the pleasures here. Some people in their narrow and limited minds would say, oh, I'm in heaven because I'm here in this resort enjoying all of this. No. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, and the mind has not conceived what the Lord has in store for those who love Him. For those of you who are well-traveled, praise God for those opportunities that you travel, and you've seen beautiful places, praise God. Praise God that you see the beauty of nature, the beauty of these places. But the Word of God is telling you and me, it's nothing compared to what God has prepared for us. Nothing compared to what God has for us. And the flip side of it is there's a place, hell, which is a place of torment. A place of torment. You know, summertime. How many of you enjoy summer? I'm not a summer person. Number one, because I don't swim. That's why. I remember there was a time Sister Nancy and I, we were invited to a get-together in a part, in a house, and there they had a pool. And Sister Nancy, pasensya na, ibubuko ko na rin na hindi tayo marunong lumangoy. Pareho kami hindi marunong lumangoy. We, you know, the owner of the house found us in the corner of the pool. Giniginawa kami. Giniginawa kami. Kasi nakatayo lang kami. Sabi ho ng may-ari, the owner said, you know, you have to swim so you will feel warm. But we said, no, we don't know how to swim. So you know what he did? He brought us a cup of coffee for each one of us. O sige, magpainit kayo. You know, I say that jokingly because at times we think of ways on how to refresh ourselves on a hot summer day. When dito sa California, if you live close to the beach, praise God pa, no? Pero if you're inland, ano ba sa inyo? Triple digits na, Brother Nelson, Brother Art? Triple digits. But what I'm saying is I use that as an example because para sa atin, I cannot stand the heat. But hell, sabi, hell is like, it's not like, it's a lake of fire. A lake of sulfur. You know what sulfur is? Sulfur is, it's an element na, pag, alam nyo, pag binuhos yung sulfuric acid on a metal, it corrodes. Corrodes. These are just glimpses of that place. It's a place of worms. Yeah. So it's a place of torment, and it's for eternity. Eternity. Summer will pass. Pagdating ng fall, praise God, malamig na. But for people who are in hell, and it's a place. See, here's the thing. What I'm driving at is, as Christians, because we live in a day wherein the truth will be challenged. Sasabihin, hindi totoo yan. Because how can you believe that God, who's a loving God and a good God, will even send someone to hell? Right? And so when that becomes the point of argument, so then you and I are being challenged whether really Jesus is telling the truth that hell exists. But for us to realize that it took the very life of Jesus, that's how much he loves us, that he died for us on our behalf. Amen. The punishment that should have been mine, the punishment that should have been yours because of our sins, he took it upon himself. That's how precious and costly God's salvation is, that he does not want us to suffer eternity in hell. And it's meant for Satan and his cohorts. Right. And what Satan is doing, he's deceiving people. Right. He's deceiving people and say, that's not true. There's no such thing. How can God send my brother? How can God send my husband if your husband or someone you love is, don't know Christ, rejects Christ? But unfortunately, those who willingly, and I say willingly, reject Christ, who is God's provision for our salvation, unfortunately, that's where they will go. Now, and we are reminded that that's part of our role as a church, as Christians, and that is to pray for others and to share the love of Christ to so many. Amen. Because God loves us so much. And so, so number one, when there's bitterness in our hearts, there's something that we need. There's a remedy to that. When bitterness starts to creep in, nandiyan na po yung bitter. Papa, ano ba sa Tagalog yung pag ang tao ay bitter? You see things negatively. When there's bitterness, it's like we don't see the good things God is doing. We fail to see the blessings God has given us already. Ganun ang work ni Satan. He steals our joy. Minsan merong binigay si Lord na joy, and then let's say you receive what God has in store for you today. The moment you go home, it's like may eksena. The enemy would like to steal it from you right there. That's the work of the enemy. But here, the lesson from this man, Asaph, was, what did he do? With all of these nagging questions, he kept it to himself. He did not influence others with the things going on, the negative things. But instead, he chose to come to church. And there he said, until I entered the presence of God, then I began to understand. Do you know that understanding comes from the Spirit of God? It's found in the book of Visions. That's why the Apostle Paul, he prayed for the believers in Ephesus. I pray that God may grant you the spirit of revelation and the spirit of understanding. Dahil ho, ang Panginoon lang ho, it's the Spirit of God that would give us, wow, Lord, now I understand, like this man. Lord, now I understand, because he came, he went into the presence of God. We ask ourselves, how much do we value the presence of God in our lives? This world will offer so many alternatives when you and I go through difficult times. Marami pong, and I say alternatives because we think that that is one thing. We try to escape. We try to escape what's going on here. But we fail to understand that the first thing, first dapat natin gawin is to come into the presence of God. And that's where the answer will come. It will come from God Himself. Amen. And then he understood that the destiny, see, final destiny. If you are to be asked, do you know where you're headed to? Do you know your end? That's why in the book of Psalms, there's a beautiful written by Moses. He said, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may know our end. Our life here on earth is temporary. Temporary lang po. We're just passing through. Passing through. And we need to know. We need to know our eternal destiny. Eternal destiny. And praise God. Praise God. You and I have been blessed with an opportunity to hear and hear the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, that that's being offered. That is being offered as a gift to all. But see, the thing is, it would take that person to receive it. A gift is being given freely. So, if it's your sa birthday ni Brother Roel, pag binigyan nyo ng regalo, hindi naman tatanong sa inyo ni Brother Roel, magkano utang ko sa iyo? You don't expect na babayaran ka ni Brother Roel, right? When you give him a gift. Kaya wag yung iiwanan yung price tag. What I'm saying is, when a gift is being given, it's being freely given. And to complete the transaction, the recipient should just receive the gift and say, thank you so much. And that's what God is offering to so many. I'm giving you the gift of eternal life. Do you want it? And when God says, how do I get it? How do I get it? Believe in my son Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. If that is God's way, then it's up to us whether we would believe it or not. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, when bitterness comes, then we begin to realize that pag yun na ho, inalagaan natin yung bitterness na yun. But it does come, right? It does come to anyone. Yes, it does. That's the reality of life, even as a Christian. But the lesson that we learn from the Word of God is we give that to God. Lord, I give to you, Lord, these nagging questions. God, hindi ko maintindihan. Lord, why did you allow this to happen sa life ko? Lord, why? Why? You know that when you and I come into the presence of God, number one that He will do is to comfort you and me in the midst of pain. The reality of the presence of God. Minsan, we don't have the full answers yet. Like in the book of Habakkuk, the same thing. He was a man who has many questions, but he said, yet I will trust in the Lord. And so let that be our, ang ating conclusion, that when you and I come into the presence of God, and I know that God would touch you today, God would bless your heart today. If you are someone who's going through difficult times and you have all of these nagging questions, and praise God, do you know that our God, He will speak to you and me. Amen. Now, let's look at this. Verse 23 hanggang 28. Are you still there in Psalm 73? Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me, Lord, with your counsel. You want to know what to do with what's going on in your life? Seek the Lord. Seek God in prayer. Turn to His Word. And afterward, you will take me into glory. That's the presence of God. Where the presence of God is, there is glory. Alam niyo yung glory, it talks about weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. Hindi ba sa Tagalog, pag dinescribe yung taong a person of power and authority, bigating yan, di ba? Do you remember that? Yung word na yun, you describe someone na, let's say, a person of authority, mayaman, has all the power, bigating yan. Pero our God is bigatin. Siya ang pinaka-bigatin. He has the power. He has the resource. He has the authority over all things. That's our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whom have I in heaven but you? So here is someone who's fully convinced that heaven is real. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing. And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Because the truth is, nothing in this world can satisfy our needs and wants and desires. Only Jesus will. Only Jesus. My flesh and my heart may fail. Is that, that's being honest, right? Alam niyo, kailangan natin yun when we come to God. We need to be honest. We need to be honest with one another. Hindi naman ho tayo nire-require na pagpasok natin sa right in front of that door is we pretend. When things are going rough, we need not pretend with God or nor pretend with anyone else. That's the beauty of the family of God. Kapag one is down, the other one who is strong will lift up. That's the purpose of the church. Binasa natin sa Thessalonians, what are we here for? To encourage one another. Pray for one another and build up each other. Build up one another. Amen. That's what we need now during these times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. And look at verse 28. But as for me, it is good to draw near. It is good to be near God. For I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. Here was someone, he started with so many questions. But when he came in the assembling, when he came to church, he heard from God. You know that, that's why Sundays is holy. When God says, honor the day of Sabbath. Honor. And it's sad that we have a generation in this that grew up not knowing God. But praise the Lord, because like this man, he said, I will tell of all your deeds, God. Parents, you have a responsibility to pass on to your children about Jesus. If you are a parent and you're all of your kids are grown up, you still have grandchildren probably. And even those, if you have already an empty nest, all your kids have grown up, kanya-kanya ng family. But God has still called us to pray for them. You know, we know that ang role ng magulang nagbabago ho as your children grow up. Hindi na yung you tell them what to do, but you just pray for them and then you give them godly advice. Because it's up to them. When children reach the age of reason, ito na ho ang struggle. When they grow up not knowing Christ, it becomes harder. So you need to mold their minds while they're young. Para yung minds nila pliable pa, na-form you pa. Because when they grow up, and they are already, ang foundation nila in Christ is that it's strong. Sabi sa Bible, train a child in the way they should go. When they grow old, they shall not depart from it. May mga moments na they kind of like nalilihis ng landas. They go to the wrong direction. Like Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham. There was a moment in his life that he kind of steered away from God. But look at him now. Serving the Lord. Because the word of God is true. The word of God is true. And so can I say this? the times that we are living in right now, the Bible tells us that there is a battle going on, a spiritual battle, and the battle is in the mind. Ang kaaway ho, Satan would want to steal this because when he has a stronghold in this mind, because the mind controls our actions. What we think, that's what we do. That's why look at Romans 12. We read that. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world is doing it, we will do it too. Let me give you an example. Kasi there's so many things outside us that can influence us in the way we think. Let me give you an example. Two examples. There was a farmer who raised watermelons. Ano po ba ang normal shape ng watermelon? What do you think?
Oblong
or?
Round.
Oh, too round. But there was a farmer who did this. Gumawa siya sa Japan. Gumawa siya ng box, rectangle. Nilagay niya dun sa the growing watermelons. So the watermelons, when they grew up, rectangle. So it's just like you would scratch your head. Oh, that's not the normal, right? Why? Because there was like an outside influence while it's growing up. Na nag-form yung watermelon into that shape. May pattern. Ito siguro. How many of you go to Disneyland? Oh, let me see those hands. Oh, yan. Okay, Disneyland. How many of you would see shrubs? Or mga plants? Shrubs. Plants. Shrubs. Now, formed na Dumbo. Right? Nakita nyo ba yun? There we go. Tama, Sister Janet. Because how was it formed like an elephant or Dumbo? Merong nilagay na chicken wire. And then what they do is they clip it. Until tinanggal yun, uy, Dumbo! Because there was an outside pattern, mold. Thank you, mold. Kaya nag-grow into that pattern. We use that as an example because this world would like to mold your mind in the ways of the world. Who is the God of this world?
Satan
is. How do we, kumbaga, ikokontra natin yung what Satan is feeding in your mind? Let our minds be renewed by God's word. How much we need the word of God. The word of God is truth. If the word of God says that this is sin, S-I-N, then it's sin. Can I tell you that persecution now is nandito, it's unfolding. Nagiging laganap na, it's spreading. When you would see that in the lives of so many celebrities, we have people na sa Hollywood na God-fearing. Let me tell you that. But their challenge right now is once they are asked, what's your stand? What's your belief about these things? And so once they say, oh, you know, that is sin because that's what the Word of God says. And do you know what would happen? If that celebrity or movie star or whoever that person is, maka-cancel ng mga movie engagements, TV shows. Is that persecution? Yes, it is. Because it's not just for celebrities, but it's even for us. Persecution comes when there would be times we're in much a challenge whether you and I would compromise. What is the word compromise? We give in to the pressures of the world. We give in when God says this is important to you. Coming to church is important. But if you give that up because, oh, you have a pressing need. Can I tell you, when I share with you some of my experiences growing up as a Christian, it's not just meant to tell you a story, but to tell you that I understand many challenges as far as when you're out of a job and the job being offered to you, you would just compromise going to church. When I sought God, God spoke to me. Sabi niya, continue with the work of the Lord. So I had to give up that job offer at that moment. And some people said, nag-recommend ho sa akin, nahiya, at one point, nahiya ako because she told me, Monette, you're crazy. That's what she told me. You're crazy. ang dami-dami naghahanap ng trabaho, here you are, the job is being offered to you, and hindi mo tinanggap, you're crazy. So hindi na siya nag-recommend. But you know what? God took care of me. God took care of me. God showed me, number one, He showed me lessons of faith, really to trust in Him, that He is my provider. Your employer and mine, they are just His instruments to bless us. They're just His instruments to bless us. And so, but when you and I continue to seek God and to, Lord, what do I do? He would give us the wisdom. He will tell us what to do. Like Aesop, he said, "You are Lord, you're my counsel. You will tell me what to do. Lord, my steps will be ordered by you." Hallelujah. Can I tell you this, how God provides? He does provide. I told you the story that God restored my being employed. You know, I only work like six and a half hours versus the 10 and 12 hours a day. And that was the hand of God. Right. And do you know that, my manager called me a week ago, and I thought we had like a whole meeting, but, you know, I was just the one called to the meeting, and it was, I forgot that it was, I was being reviewed with my work. And do you know that the Lord gave me more than enough. Kung isipin, wag mo nang bigyan ng increase yan dahil 6.5 hours lang nagtatrabaho, bibigyan mo ba ng increase? Hindi. Gave me an increase beyond what was expected. That's what the manager told me. Hallelujah. It's God. It's the Lord Jesus. When our faith is being challenged to the core, alam nyo, talaga matatest. Testing would come. When I was reading this, naiiyak ako dahil I was going through that myself. When I would compare myself to others, dahil nun sa verse 4, Lord, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. I had a moment like that. But then, you know what? Then the Lord, when I came and I studied the Word of God, then I realized, Lord, hindi dapat ipagpalit. You and I should not exchange our eternal blessings with the temporal blessings. Maaring hindi man makapag-enjoy ng certain things here in this world, but what the Lord Jesus is offering me is far better. Because when Jesus comes, I would have a resurrected body. Well, I would be spending eternity with the God that I'm serving because our God is faithful. Choose to believe that. And as we end, when there would be moments like that, because we read a lot of verses today. So Psalm 73 and then even 1 Thessalonians. How do we live our lives now? Ngayon, right now. I don't know what you're going through right now in your walk with God. But the bottom line is, God is good. Our God is faithful. Our God, He is the eternal God. When He would allow, can I just say this? Because all of the questions that were raised earlier, it's a Bible study in itself. Bawat question is a Bible study in itself. And even talagang kailangang exhaustive, ano ba sa Tagalog, talagang ididigo natin. Every portion of the scripture would point to us that God is faithful, that God is true, that God, even in the midst ng mga problems, He will turn them around for good. At times, we don't immediately see the good thing, but that's where faith would come in. We choose to trust that God is still in control and that He's working out what's best for us. And what's best, even for people that we are praying for. Even what's best for this nation. Amen. So we go to God and God gives us and shows us the bigger picture of life. Amen. Let's pray. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. I'll just sit down here for a while. Thank you, Lord. In your own words, po, most of the times I would lead, you know, everyone in prayer. But let us come to the Lord right now. The Word of God reminds us that there are benefits and blessings coming into the presence of God. Magpasalamat po tayo na narito tayo in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. You deserve, Lord God, tung time na to. Coming to church will never be the same when your Holy Spirit reveals to us the benefits, Lord God, of what it means to come into the presence of the Most High God. When we come into the presence of the God of salvation, the God of glory, hallelujah, the God of power and might, the sovereign God, hallelujah, you are the beginning and the end, Lord Jesus, and you are our soon coming King. Thank you for reminding us from your word, God, that, Lord, even when difficult times come, like what the psalmist experienced, this man named Asaph, God, Lord, he had so many questions in his mind, but, Lord, the lesson is he turned to you, God. He came to church, and that's where he got the answers. Lord, I pray for everyone gathered this afternoon in this place, God. And you know all the nagging questions and the doubts that come in our hearts and in our minds, God. Many things that we do not understand, Lord God, why you would allow pain and suffering and tragedies, God. But today we learn that, Lord, the answers won't come from us. It will not come from the world, God. It will not come from worldly experts. But it will come from the Spirit of the Most High God. Holy Spirit, we honor you because you are the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus. That's why we know that the truth is when Jesus said, I will never leave you as orphans. Many times, God, we feel alone with all of our struggles. At times we think, does anyone really understand what I'm going through? Does anyone know? And not today. We say, yes, there's someone who knows and understands, and that's you, Lord Jesus. You're the God who came here on earth. You suffered and died, and you can relate with all of our struggles, God. We thank you that, Lord, there's strength made available for anyone who believes. That you are the God of glory. We turn to you. We lean on you, Lord Jesus. Like Asaph, Lord, he said, I was about to slip. I was about to fall in my walk with God. I was envious of others. I compared myself to others. It was a struggle for him to understand. But yet, Lord God, you gave him the answers. And he made the right conclusion when he approached your presence, God. And so, Lord, here we are. Narito kami, Panginoon, lumalapit sa iyo, Lord God. We will not hide anymore what's inside of us. At times, it moves us to tears, God. That's what you want and require from us. Being real and honest before your sight, God, and expressing to you and confessing to you, God. Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for touching everyone gathered today. All of us, God, including myself, Lord. We understand that, God, we all have our stages in our walk with you. And we thank you, Lord, that, God, you never fail. You never fail, God. When we come to you, God, with an open heart, when we come to you with a heart surrendering everything to you, God, hallelujah. Lord, we need you in our lives. Our families need you, God. Lord, ang solution is not found even in human wisdom. It's not in us, God, but Lord, everything comes from you. The healing to our lives, that you would renew our minds, Lord God, today. Thank you for the word of God, the power of the word of God that serves like water that would cleanse our minds and our hearts from bitterness, resentment, God. Even, Lord God, when our hearts are connected or, Lord God, tied with the things of this world, we put value with what the world values, God. Forgive us, Lord. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, na binibigyan namin ng kahalagahan more, Lord God, the things of what the world offers, God. And we pray, by the Spirit of God, show us the truth that all of these things that we see in this world, they will all perish, God. They're all but temporary, Lord. But we turn to you, Lord, but you are the eternal God. When even you allow mga problema sa buhay, God, you use that to push us to seek you, God. And that's what we're praying for, God. Help us. We pray for that divine push among us, God, to seek you, Lord God, and not give up until we hear from you, God. Until we hear from you. Help us not to, Lord, resort to the alternatives being offered by the world, God, when we are like, we feel like we're drowning sa problema, God. But we turn to you, Lord Jesus, for you're the one by your Spirit who will lift us up, God. And you will not allow us to drown malunod sa problema. You will not allow that we be burned with the fiery trials, God, because it's your presence, Lord God, your presence, God, that will protect us, Lord God, sa attack ng enemy, Lord, sa buhay namin, Lord God, attacking the lives of our children, our young people, God. We ask for mercy and grace, God. Hallelujah. Lord, today, God, we come to you, Lord. We declare that what your word says, God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous can run to and we are safe, God. Lord, there's safety in the presence of God. We turn to you. Be our refuge. Be the refuge of our families, God. Be the refuge of this nation, Lord God. Lord, as a church, tinuturuan mo kami, Lord God, na magising, Panginoon. Ginigising mo kami, Lord God. You're causing a spiritual awakening in our midst, God, to see what's going on because your word says that in the last days, times will be difficult and dangerous, God. But it's not for us to live a fearful life, but Lord, to be aware, God, that there's a spiritual battle going on and that, Lord, there's a call for us to be strong and in the Lord and in the power of your might, God. We need to strengthen ourselves in you, Lord God. We need to spend time with you in prayer and in word, God. And when there's a call for gatherings to pray, to come together as a church for the study of the word, God, cause your people to come, Lord. Restore those who have backslidden, God. We understand that, God, the enemy would want to discourage us as a church, God, because there's such a call. There's such a call, Lord God. Ay, gagamitin mo kami, Lord. Now we are exposing the plans and the schemes of the enemy. Brother Roel, can I have teacher, please? We're exposing the plans of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Encourage your people today. Strengthen us as a church. We thank you that, Lord, yung revelation that there's something about coming together, Lord God, gathering in the assembling of the saints, God. May benefits, Lord. Now we realize why the enemy would want, is hindering so many people to come to church. But Lord, we pray that you would open up eyes, God. Unplug ears, Lord God. Unplug spiritual ears that they may hear the voice of the Spirit of God. Jesus, you are the God of mercy, the God of salvation. In your name, salvation lies. It's not about religion. You said that a man, a woman needs to be born again. We ask, Father God, for the renewing of minds of everyone gathered today. Ikaw ang nakakaalam, Lord, what each one is going through. You have the power through your Holy Spirit to strengthen that someone who's wavering, who's doubting, God. Today, by faith, we receive the power of your Spirit to live a life, God, a holy life, a life set apart for you, Lord Jesus, set apart for the Master's use. Grant us wisdom, God, how to spend our days sa buhay na to in this earthly life, God. No more wasting time, God. But to know, Lord God, what is important to you. We ask, Lord, for the anointing that comes from your Spirit upon all parents, God. Jesus. Your heart is grieving for the lives of our children and our young people, God. Cause us to see the responsibility that you've given us, God. Have mercy. Kaawaan mo ang buhay ng maraming kabataan, Panginoon. God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray for the outpouring of your Spirit, God. Many young people, many children have anger in their hearts, God.
And they need Christ. They need Christ. And we pray that, Lord, you would use us in our praying and reaching out to them, God. Even for those already present here, we ask, God, in Jesus' name. One life is so important to you. One life is so valuable before your sight. One sinner that repents, heaven is rejoicing, as what your word says, that ganun kahalaga ang buhay ng isang tao sa iyo. One soul that repents, God. Lord, today we thank you, God. The day is coming, God, that you will guide us with your Spirit, Lord. Grant us all wisdom in how to live our days. Para mamuhay ng matuwid, Lord. To live a righteous life. We understand that there will be persecution that will come our way, God. People would just laugh at us or ridicule us and scorn us, God. We pray that all of us be found faithful till the end. Not to waver and not to compromise our beliefs, God. But Lord, cause us to be strong in you that we may defend our faith in a manner that would be winsome to others, God. Not to put them down, but they would know that you're just using us through your love and grace that people will be won for Christ. Not to be judgmental towards others, God, but for them to know that the God who died for them loves them and is calling them. Lord, we commit to you, Lord God, the remainder of this Sunday, God. We honor you, Lord. You're the God who is with us. You are faithful to your promises. Our blessed hope is that, Lord, you're coming back for us. Our blessed hope is the day is coming that you would take care of all evil in this world. But Lord, even as we wait for that trumpet to be blown by the archangel, God, we thank you, Father God, for the help of your Spirit, O God, teaching us how to live our lives, God, redeeming the time, not wasting our time for things that won't matter in the light of eternity, God. Hindi na namin sasayangin ang aming panahon, even resources to things that won't have weight sa timbangan, sa langit, Panginoon. We want that, Lord, everything na aming gagawin, Lord God, would be pleasing before your sight, God, and doing what you have called us to do, Lord God. You have called us to serve you, God, with gladness in our hearts, with fervency and with zeal, God, and that is our prayer for all of us, God. Thank you for everyone in this local church, God. Mahal mo ang bawat isa, Panginoon. And that, God, you're here to comfort each one, to guide each one, and to provide for our needs, Lord. Because you are faithful to your promises, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us, Lord. And giving us that desire, Lord God. Always to come into the presence of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing everyone today, Lord God. We give you the highest praise, Lord. And even as... Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bago tayo mag-pray for each other, let's worship God. Praise the Lord. Lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go.
Yes.
You've taken me from the miry
Now I know.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go.
My Savior,
my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end.
Worship
you.
Father God, let this be the prayer of every heart gathered today. May we worship you till the very end. Our worshiping you, Lord God, comes in many forms, Lord. Not just in our singing, but even in our giving, even in our serving you, God, in whatever capacity you give us, the ability that you give us, God. And may through the power of your Spirit, Lord, that you would strengthen all of us, God, that you may find us all till the end, worshiping you, serving you, God. We thank you that what you did in the heart of Asaph, you're doing in the hearts of all of us today. And Lord, the privilege, oh God, of coming to you in prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. How much we value this time, God. To know that, Lord, you're here to meet the needs of everyone gathered today. That, Lord, even as we form our prayer circles and pray for one another, God, we thank you that this is a privilege for us to know, even as we are all in agreement, God, whatever burdens we may have, that we can lay them before your throne of grace. For, Lord, it's in your hands that lies the answer and the solution to all of this, oh God. In spirit, soul, and body, God, we thank you that, Lord, you're here to meet these needs, God. Sige po, let's form our prayer circles and let's pray for one another. And after the prayer, we're going to take the second offering for the love gift for Pastor Ayida and the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Pour out your spirit as you have promised, oh God, how much. Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord God, you hear our cries, and our prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We need the fire of your Spirit, oh God. Yes, yes, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit, Spirit of a living God. Jesus, Lord Jesus. Bring, Lord God, Holy Spirit revival, oh God. God, as we call on your name, oh God. Jesus, the builder of the church, God. Find us faithful. Find us faithful, oh God, till the end, oh God. Yes, oh God. You're the rock of our salvation. You're our firm foundation, Jesus. Our firm foundation, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh God. Jesus, you're mighty to save. You're mighty to save, Jesus. Able to save to the uttermost, oh God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, oh God. Speak to the hearts. Come, Holy Spirit of God. Come, Holy Spirit of God. Yes. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Pray for healing all, oh God. Ang future nila, Panginoon, kinukubit namin sa iyo. Teach us how, Lord, to pass on, Lord God. Salita mo sa kanila that they would understand through the power of your Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Find us faithful, God. Find us faithful, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. On you, Lord, yes, that's right, yes. Focus our thoughts on you, God. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you're revealing yourself more and more to your people, God. As we declare that, Jesus, you are our firm foundation, that even when there is the shakening of faith, because, Lord, you are the one who builds us up, Lord. You're the builder of a church, Lord Jesus, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We thank you for reminding us that what you have done at that cross is final and the victory has been accomplished and complete. We thank you for just encouraging everyone today and comforting everyone to know that, God, you're right here among us, shepherding us, guiding us, protecting us, providing for our needs, oh God. Even the emotional needs, Lord God, the healing to emotions, God, that runs so deep when there's bitterness and rejection that has been experienced, oh God, that the power of your Spirit can touch the deepest recesses of our hearts, God, in our minds. Today we thank you for the power of your word, Lord God, that has
cleanse our minds and our hearts. And we claim what you have promised, that those whose minds are focused on you shall have perfect peace. We receive that peace that comes from your Spirit, O God. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, as we commit to you the remainder of this day. And whatever we are to do and places to go, we thank you that, God, you're ordering our steps. And Father God, we ask that, Lord, you would use us as you anoint us with your Holy Spirit to bless others. Use us as your vessels, O God, to share the gospel to others who need Jesus in their lives. We thank you, God, for the hedge of protection upon us, the blood of Jesus. Your word says that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. That Jesus, you're the Lamb of God. And that because you're our soon coming King, we thank you for what you are preparing for us, O God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, that this world can never equal, O God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you the highest praise. Thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Please be seated for a while as we take our second offering. The second offering we're going to take is our love gift as a bereavement for Pastor Lou's family. God bless you as you give. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up for the final prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for this time, Lord. What you have done in the mind and heart of Asaph, Lord God. You have done it in the hearts of everyone today. We thank you, Father God, that you're going to dismiss us in your love and in your grace. Thank you for blessing your people, God, and even for another opportunity you're going to give us to gather once more in unity and in love. Bless everyone today, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. God bless you.